five, and it'll be the election, won't it?
Jeff, about conservatism, walking hand in hand with his dog and his wife along
Oh, have
St.
a
David's Park, and he's got glasses.
That was him putting them through, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Oh, some of them you can't push you by the door in case you tell them something.
Well, I wanted a word with him to see how much money he's gonna be putting in my wages, cos I'm not having a go for a mortgage now.
The manager or the woman?
Man.
What's she about?
He's got glasses.
I dropped one over there, Pim. I know, it's one of Shandryn's seats. What's name here?
Phew. Oh, dear. Took the tail on straight since I had that break.
It'll only be the who will you be voting for when you go? On polling day? Alan and Dee or just the conserva-
I don't know what it is. Oh, the no, for the candidate for the earlier than it. Neil Kinnock or whatever it is. Meeting. Right.
Or will you be just voting for the likes of Barry?
No.
So he'll be up against Barry.
Does he work for Redrow?
I don't know.
Dad's reading between the lines. It doesn't say, but Dad says he works for Redrow. Cos it re- he reads between the lines.
They've just gone down there because it's the
Hello. I'm sorry there's a paper there. I got the Conservative side going in through the
What's the music comes? Command time, eh? Who? He's not standing for Parliament.
Oh, Parliament.
You'll be
Barry
He must have been picked from the Conservative Party to stand, wasn't he?
Dad's just nominated you for man in the thing for Carol the Dean camp. Did he pay you? Hey? No.
I did it for one and he didn't get in. He got sold down the line.
Was that Uncle Pete?
I thought Uncle Pete voted for it once.
He did, but I didn't canvass for him. I just marked up.
Well, who's
Oh, wait, it was only for the local.
Who did you canvass for?
Uncle Fred.
And didn't he get in?
I've tipped you off for all these here at the back, Andy.
Oh, very good of you, Reuben.
That all right? And now the pubs will go. You can go and walk in for your book, you know, Barry.
What we were asking is he would he be
Yes.
in good about it?
Yes. And he works for Redrow. Is he going to do anything for me?
Well, I'll go as a canvasser and I'll get your name down and I'll say, look, I'll persuade everyone to vote for you if you get myself a job with Redrow.
So he must be on Alan and Dee. Cos he's a conservative. He's been active in the local Conservative Party for the past 13 years. So
Yeah.
he's been picked from the Conservative to stand, has he? Well, you won't be vote, Jeff, you won't be voting for your mother.
No.
Well, no, we know you vote for. You don't know.
There you are, see? See, if we'd have said that about you,
You don't know, no, no.
nobody knows who I vote.
I don't tell
Well, where's
anybody.
the Green Party one?
Well, that hasn't come through yet.
Give him a chance, at least he was first, he's got his literature out
Well,
first.
Barry was round the other day, wasn't he? Shouting and blarting all over the loudspeaker.
I haven't gone through it.
Well, why not? Have you ever wanted anything off him?
Yeah, and we got his autograph.
Well, you got something. There's not many people got his autograph. And he sent you a Christmas card.
Did he?
Yeah.
Sent you a Christmas card?
Yeah.
He didn't help in any way, but he did get
He
a
sent
note.
a Christmas card. I hope you're back in your new house. After I give my signature to put it right. Yeah.
But I know they got a petition up. If he comes here, I'll ask him, does he remember?
To have the wi- that big, the window, you know, made like the other one. The big window made like the other one on the other side. And what else was there? Oh, to have the heater service.
Well, it's as sure as hell going to be round the old people's homes. So the best thing is getting by the scruff of the neck and asking what's he going to do about them things that you fell over twice. And see what he'll do for you.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, we all signed this petition.
Seeing as you don't want, you don't like our, the other one, the other Conservative man, see if you can get Neil Kinnock in and Barry Jones to get them things done in your house.
Yes. Secretary of State for Wales is going to be.
Where are they all, Gordon? Between the elections, knock on your door and say, is there any problem I can help you with? They're
look,
getting paid enough
look.
And they could go have an area
a week.
They
have
come round the doors. Not now, we don't want them now.
They have a surgery every week or every fortnight.
Right, and a lot of help you get there when you go there.
Well, they have one.
Well, I
so
mean,
you're
well, where is it?
You get more sense out of a Red Cross surgery than you get out of that.
Well, I mean, he did send letters to the council, and then, I mean, every one of us had a letter off him and said he was doing what he can at the council.
For what?
And, well, the windows.
And it's all been done and all been put straight and everything, you've got your windows done.
No.
No.
No, well, it was a council. It said they couldn't afford it. They hadn't got the money to do it, and every one of us we had a letter. Every one of us from Barry.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost him anything. We're paying for all his postage.
Mother, I thought
okay.
you said.
What
kind
of love they get from?
I hope you haven't put this on the
tape
here.
Doesn't cost him postage or anything.
Well, he did
want
to
name
the
Barry
council.
Jones made on the table. I don't give a sod who it is.
And he sent the letter back, what he'd have the council, in with his letter.
I'm not calling the Labour Party, I'm calling the man that he's been in too long. Bloody film star he ought to be, not a... I mean, you see him on the television, he's been on a few times at night. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah. Or
yeah,
the camera.
I remember you saying that there's two subjects you don't row on, and that's religion and politics.
I'm not rowing, but I just said, where are they all the years when they're not having an election? They could knock on the door, or they could send the servants, them that they're getting the best jobs for in Clwyd, to ask, have you got a problem? It was only round the old folk. Every one of them, not just Labour, Conservative, every one of them will get the same answer from me.
Right.
The only difference is, Barry has been elected our Member of Parliament, and he should do it. The others haven't.
Well, he wouldn't do that. The best council that wouldn't do it.
But have they got any... Have they got any...
Mum, the council are the... Your Conservative, your Labour and your Liberal. So if the council refused it at meeting, it's them people that's refused it. It all goes to the planning and everything. They have meetings about it. They're getting paid over 20 odd quid a meeting. Well, no, but it's the same councillors that's come to your door that are sitting in on the meeting and saying, no, it's impossible. I've no time for any of them. I never have had and I never will have. This was a prime example, this place. Where were they? All they did was take photographs and send somebody around to try and stop us getting a home here. What he's raking in every bloody week for sitting on his behind in Parliament there, he could pay for them. Come on.
Well, I mean, them long winters, he'd be saving that power, okay, on your own. I mean, you've got to climb up to put curtains up and that, haven't you? That they have to fall.
Well, the designs were submitted and they passed them.
They're the first to be built in Book 2, them, Red Row.
Well, why did Red Row build them?
Good. Yeah. I was them where I am, They were the first to build in Book 3. Red Row.
They've all got a cover, they all have plumbed, haven't they? Not just their own little patch this time.
Children, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, how many children has Betty got?
got a few, because she's got cabby neighbours that have
Yeah.
it, yeah.
And she has, have they got a girl as well?
What?
They've got a daughter as well. Cos I'm sure the girl that comes down the pond there, she, I'm sure she's Betty's daughter. Really stuck up. Cos Betty was really stuck up, wasn't she?
Betty who?
Betty from down Mount Tommy.
Huh.
No, she thought she was.
Huh.
Oh, she was stuck up though, wasn't she?
Just knock that off.
We are just signing off so Mum can have a swear.
I never see much of her children, do you? Hardly I've ever seen it, only the first one, only about a couple of times.
Prince Andrew and Fergus.
Yeah, oh. Marriage is over. That didn't last long, did it?
No.
Oh, I thought it'd been Diane and Charles. Cos they go separate ways, don't they, for holidays and that.
Well, I don't think they can, Mother, can they?
Can they be next to the throne?
Well, I don't know. I suppose anything's possible.
Well, I mean Prince Edward did, didn't he? The eldest one. So, I mean, he'd have taken before before the before the Queen, no?
What did you say, Mum?
I said Prince Edward did. I mean, he didn't take the throne, he abdicated, didn't he?
Oh, well, you're going back a few years.
Well, I mean, that, and the Queen wouldn't have been, well, the Queen wouldn't have been the Queen now, would she?
Well, she would if he'd had no children.
And then she'd have come, maybe.
Well, I imagine so.
But
I
he'd
don't
have
know
been,
anybody
he'd been before her, wouldn't he?
Edward gave it up
Yeah.
before George came, didn't he? George took over from Edward, Duke of Windsor.
Yeah, so
He abdicated, so George took over. He was to be the next king, wasn't he? But he abdicated, so King George took over.
Yeah. Then it was
And
George.
Elizabeth was George's daughter, wasn't she?
I mean, her father got killed in a plane crash, didn't he?
Who?
The Queen that says now.
King George? No, he
No.
died of cancer.
No, her father was killed in a plane crash, Iris.
Who? Queen Elizabeth?
No. The mother queen, her husband.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he was killed in a crash.
Well, no,
He
that
took.
was King George, the
No,
mother
King.
queen. The
King.
queen mother was King.
No, King George was reigning when I got married, 1935.
And then another King, then his son King George come on.
No, his name wasn't George. It was only George that was on. That was it was
Who was King Gordon before Queen Elizabeth come on? George, was it? The first cousin sixth, was it?
George the fifth was first, and then George the sixth. George the sixth.
George the fifth was late reigning when I got married in 1935, and Queen Mary. Cos they had the silver, they had the coronation and in the May, as your dad and I got married in the June.
Well, when did George come to the throne then?
Well, he was on the throne in 1935. 1935, he was reigning when I got married.
You're on about the old King George.
Well, the
No. His dad was George.
Are you sure?
It was him with a beard because they always said the Duke of Windsor took after him because he was a ladies' man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
King George, I remember he had a beard.
Well, that's the old King George, and then we had King George after that was married to the Queen Mother, which is Queen Elizabeth's mother and father.
Oh, I know that.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I, yeah, go on, yeah.
And then King George died, Queen Elizabeth's father died.
He was killed in a crash.
He wasn't, love.
Obviously he was, Iris. Wasn't he, Gordon?
The old king might have been killed in a plane crash.
No, he wasn't,
King
he died.
George the Sixth was. He died of cancer, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
He died, and Princess Elizabeth was in Kenya at the time. She was out of the country.
She became queen, I
But which one was killed in an airplane crash? It was, that was her father.
It could be her
And the
family.
Queen Mother was her mother.
King George didn't get killed in a plane crash, Mother. He died of throat cancer.
But King George was reigning there, and that's the only King George I know. I could be wrong, I could be wrong, I don't know. But I thought her father's name was Edward. Not Edward. I mean,
Edward was the brother of George that abdicated, wasn't it?
She was away. She was away
She
at
was
the
in
time,
Kenya,
yes, and
and her dad died of throat cancer because he was a heavy smoker. And she took over the queen when she was out of the country. She wasn't crowned till after, but she was
Oh, I
told.
know she came, yeah. And they said it was very bad news for her, you know, because it didn't rain that long.
Oh, Edward's father.
and the king, they were all brothers. Edward was next in line, but he abdicated for Mrs. Simpson. So
that's
George
right.
came in line and he got it. And then the other brother, Duke of what?
Yeah.
Kent got killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, I knew one was killed in a plane crash. Well, who was the Queen's husband?
George.
Oh.
And it was also King George. You know George?
And then the Queen took over. She wouldn't.
your stuff.
What's that?
Prince
anything won't throw off.
What do you mean? God, you worry too much. So long, sake. Now it's too late.
Yeah.
Is anything decent on this telly tonight?